This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Mark Miller. Mark, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Excellent. Let's do this. Mark is the founder of Career Pivot, the premier career website for those in the second half of life who want to start planning their career and stop reacting. And he is the host of the Repurpose Your Career podcast. I'm excited to have you on. Mark, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. Yes, I'm a recovering engineer. Yeah, there's a 12-step
nice.
Program for that. I spent most of my first part of my career in high tech, IBM, two successful tech startups. In between the two startups, I taught high school math in inner city high school, and I was a corporate funder. I built a corporate fundraising program for the Jewish Community Association of Austin, which I commonly joke being a non-Jew, being the face of a Jewish organization is interesting.
Okay.
But so what I did in much of my career is I constantly changed careers. I joke I'm on my 7th career, and I've had various different times in which I have had major events, like back in 2002, I was working for a successful tech startup, and I came down a hill on my bicycle with my bike club, and I slammed into a 96 Toyota Corolla head on, where our combined speeds speeds exceeded 50 miles an hour. I spent 5 days in the trauma center. I tore up a knee. I broke a hip. I dislocated a shoulder, broke a bunch of ribs, broke the clavicle. I had imprints of the pads of the helmet in my head, but I had no internal injuries and no brain injuries I'm willing to admit to.
That's amazing.
Well, they had me walking on crutches in 3 days.
Wow.
I was back in a bike. I was back in a bike in 10 weeks, flying back to China in 4 months. And, oh, by the way, I flew right smack into the middle of the SARS epidemic.
Mm.
That is what I refer to as one of my WTF moments. and that's when I said, okay, that's enough. And so I have had impeccable timing. I rode out both recessions at successful tech startups. And it was back in 2009 when the idea for Career Pivot came about, when I was watching at my job club, which I was affiliated for over a dozen years, watching our meetings grow to 400 and 500 people every Friday, and almost everybody was over 50.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, who's taking care of these people? Who's looking at it? And the answer was, well, no one. We were all supposed to retire.
Right.
Well, by the way, 80% of my generation, and I turned 63 in another month, 80% don't have enough money to retire. And so it starts looking at, what are we going to do? And it's a matter of making, well, what I've always found I've done in my career, in every career shift or pivot I've made, has been a half-step career. It's been, I had 1 foot in the old world, 1 foot in the new world, and there was always a relationship that took me across. And so in 2011, I left my last corporate gig, in which hopefully will be my last corporate gig ever.
Right.
And in 2012, I launched the Career Pivot brand and website. 2013, I published the first Repurpose Your Career book. I'm about to come out with a third edition in September. And we've been kind of moving along ever since. kind of creating direction for those who need to keep working and in need to essentially possibly go do something else, because, as you know, the world is changing fast.
The world is changing fast, and there's a lot there to unpack, and I think it's such an important thing, an important work that you're doing of helping a lot of people who, I don't want to say that I don't know the best way to put it, but to your point, there are you had these meetings of 400 and 500 people, and there was nobody really there to give a lot of assistance. So I don't want to say that it's this huge group of people who people aren't paying attention to, but they do need guidance, right? They need help making purposeful decisions on career and lifestyle.
Yeah, there's no question that one of the things that's happened is I've got a whole chapter in my book, next book, on creative destruction. We are seeing creative destruction. We are seeing industries disappear left and right. We are seeing job categories. We're seeing new job categories grow up. And put it bluntly, many of us will work into our 70s.
Right.
And the question, and very likely it won't be at a, quote, full-time employment. What, you know, I now have an online community that I have in beta right now. And one of the common themes is everybody wants freedom. They want freedom to work on what they want to work, when they want to work on it, and how hard they want to work on it. That freedom is more important than the money. And it's saying, well, how do I do that? One of my mantras is I was raised to be an employee, to go work for a father-like company that would take care of me. And after 30 or 40 years, I would ride off into the sunset with a pension,
right,
and retire. Well, I went to work for IBM, or as I joke, I went to work for the Borg. I was assimilated.
Right.
Resistance was futile. and I worked there for 22 years until they screwed me in my pension. And I left, and I joked the fact that 3/4 of the way through, they moved my cheese.
Right.
And the goodness is, throughout my career, I have always moved on my terms. That's not how I was raised. That's not how most boomers were raised. We were supposed to be loyal to our company. Our company was going to take care of us. And we know that that world is gone. And so it's a matter of taking responsibility for your career and then start going, oh, let's go do something else. And the number of ways that you can make money right now is just phenomenal. In fact, I have my buddy Gene, who came on I do these weekly community calls over Zoom, and Gene is 71, and she started a fulfillment by Amazon business. Her first product is a pierced earring back, not the earring, but the back, for women with sagging earlobes.
Mm.
By the way, those are just sold on home shopping networks. And she hooked up with a community that taught her how to do this. And by the way, this is, you know, she's getting the product sourced in China and she's selling it on Amazon. And you're going, what? You can do that? And the answer is yeah.
I think that's, you know, amazing.
I'm publishing,
right?
I'm publishing my fourth book. I run Amazon ads for my book. I do it all myself. You can do that? I can do that without an agency? The answer is yeah. There's enough training out there to learn how to do all of this. And so...
And I do. I think it is. I think it is legitimately amazing that anybody can really do anything that they necessarily can put their mind to and dream about. And that makes sense to me. I'm 40 and I love learning new things. Now, my father-in-law, I think was maybe, I would say that he is the opposite. So if he's listening, hello. And he'd probably agree. And I don't know that if I said, hey, you can start selling things on Amazon and get products made in China, he'd look at me like I was out of my mind. So how do you, like, where's the middle ground there? How do you coach people up to get them over the hump of I'm an employee, and now all of a sudden I'm going to start doing this non-traditional thing?
Well, number one is, I call it, many of us suffer from what I call MSU disorder.
Okay.
And MSU stands for make stuff up.
Mm.
You can take stuff and replace it with a four-letter Germanic word. And by the way, we all do it. And we all have these belief systems. And what we have to do is slowly break down those belief systems. And usually by showing you someone who looks, tastes, and smells like you, who's doing it. And these are not outliers. It's also changing your perspective. One of the guys in my community is 68. He spent almost his entire career in state and local government doing policy. And he was a CEO of an association of realtors. He wasn't making a lot of money, but it was the realtors were driving him nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he doing now? Well, what he's doing now is he's working 3 to 4 days a week as a small business development center advisor. And that's kind of a bridge position to kind of help him figure things out. He's teaching one course and is at University of Maryland online. So he's not going on a campus. And he started up his consulting business. And we're helping him kind of walk through that. And he's suddenly realizing, oh, I don't have to have just one source of income.
Hmm.
Oh, I never realized you could do that. And it's slowly getting, seeing other people. And one of the reasons I formed the community was to get people to meet one another and going, oh, these people are all have the same problem that I have. Maybe we all can help one another. Because everyone's got a different skill set. Because one of the things you will find is when we go through these challenges, it feels very lonely.
Right.
I'm the only one. I'm the failure. I got laid off. I was in a business that died. I was in an industry that died. Oh my gosh, what do I do? And the answer is there are other people who are reinventing themselves just like you. And it looks very different. You know, just like what right now, I'm in Ajijic, Mexico. We're talking over Skype. I'm standing in my closet, you know, in my made up sound studio.
Yeah.
I've got a $60 ATR 2100 microphone on a boom. And we're recording a podcast that anyone could listen to. Well, sure, why not?
Yeah, no, I think it's amazing.
Right?
I think it's amazing, yeah.
And we largely do this over free software.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, so as you were talking, the light bulbs in my head were sort of turning on here, and that's sort of what it sounds like is really important to help people to identify and help turn the light bulbs on for them to see what's possible. And the idea that in the fact that if you are in a position where the rug gets pulled out from underneath you or whatever the circumstance might be, and you're feeling very lonely and you don't have support, that can be this death spiral, I have to imagine, because I believe that we do find meaning in responsibility and meaning in work. And so the answer to that, and I think the answer to so many of the problems we have, is community. And so that you've been able to develop that where people can go and connect and say, okay, well, that guy or that lady's not that much different than I am. If they can do it, maybe I can do it also.
Yeah, we are all facing different challenges, whether it's, you know, our industry's dying, or where there was a ProPublica article here recently that said those over 50, over half of us will be forced into retirement, not by our own choice. And i.e. we're going to get laid off and it's going to be a hard time finding another job. And in to some extent, that is not also not by our own choice, because we're going to take care of a spouse. We're going to take care of a parent. you know, there is all kinds of things that can get in our way. And then you start going, okay, then now that someone's moved my chin, do about it. And, you know, for myself, one of my belief systems was, when I graduated from college and I went to work for IBM, I became an actor. I played roles. And by the way, I got really, really good at playing those roles. I was a geek that could speak.
Right.
I spent 30 years being on stage, being a trainer. And by the way, what I found was when I finally hit my 50s, staying in character was exhausting.
No doubt.
Because you know what? I'm a big type introvert. You would never know that if you met me. I can work a room like with the best. I'm a phenomenally good public speaker. And by the way, when I walk off stage, I'm exhausted. I'm toast.
Right.
I have to learn to better take care of myself. And by the way, I don't do nearly as much of public speaking as I used to. By the way, when I went to Podcast Movement a couple of years ago, one of the things I noticed was all these podcasters, they're all big time introverts.
Interesting.
They like talking behind a microphone. Yeah, they all like talking behind a microphone. But what it means is what I was good at and what I made all my money at, I don't want to do anymore. And so, okay, then what the hell do I do? Because a lot of my self-identity comes from what I do.
Right.
I like helping. And I like helping people. That's why I got into training and development and all that stuff. So this is just a natural evolution of what I've always done. But I can control it now. I can decide how hard I work. Or as I commonly joke, I work for a real jerk now. Me.
My boss is a colossal jerk. I love it.
Yes.
So what I wanted to be sure that we talked about was, for those people who are listening that maybe aren't in the situation that we're talking about, but they have loved ones that are, maybe it's a spouse or maybe it's a son or a daughter, and they say, hey, you know what, my dad or my mom is in this situation and they seem like they're kind of stuck. What would your advice be? How can I get the ball rolling on helping them?
Well, the first thing is, I always claim that everything we do comes through a relationship. Is getting out and just start talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I don't like asking for help, but
sure.
I don't like asking for directions, but it's getting out and talking to people, admitting that you have a problem, and start going. I have an acronym that I, believe it or not, I stole. It's called Asking for AIR, and AIR stands for Advice, Insights, and Recommendations.
Yeah, nice.
When you ask for advice, hardly anybody turns you down. It's a compliment. And then you ask for the insights. And then lastly, you say, what do you recommend I do? What are my next steps? And what you're going to find is, when I graduated from college in the 1970s, if you couldn't get a job, you were a screw up. Right? Over the last 15 years, everybody has experienced unemployment. Everyone, whether it's themselves, a spouse, a child, a parent, we all understand that now. And you'll be surprised how many times people are willing to help you. So the first step is to get out of inside your own head and start talking to people.
Well, I think that is a really powerful thing. I love asking for AIR, advice, insight, and recommendation. Right. That's a powerful thing.
Well, when you ask for advice, it's a compliment.
For sure.
And most people are willing to say, what do you think I ought to do? Here's my situation. What advice do you have for me?
Right. Yeah.
It's a great conversation starter.
Yes, for sure.
And yes, it makes you vulnerable. And yeah, I don't like being vulnerable, but sometimes you have to suck it up and just do it.
No doubt about it. And that's oftentimes when people will really respond positively to you, because it humanizes you. And we've all been there. I mean, we all, all suffer from these things. So, well, Mark, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Your next whatever is going to come through a relationship. Now, it can be one of three kinds of relationship: an existing relationship, a new relationship that you will form, or more than likely it will come from what we refer to as a weak tie. Now, weak ties, the concept came out of Stanford back in the 70s. It's those people who know you, don't know you really well, maybe knew you in the past, maybe you worked with them 15 years ago. They're more valuable to you than people who know you really well. And the reason why is the people who know you really well know the same people you do. But a weak tie, and I'll give you a couple examples. When I went off to teach high school math, my most valuable connector was my chiropractor. She knew who I was, and she knew a lot of people I didn't know.
Right.
One of the most valuable, if you have children, is your children's friends' parents. They may have absolutely no connection with you career-wise or job-wise, but you have a connection to them. They know all kinds of people you don't know.
Right.
So the reality is everything will come through a relationship.
Well, that is great stuff. That definitely gets come on.
Come on.
And Mark, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and where can they find this group?
Sure. You can find me at careerpivot.com. You can email me at Mark. It's M-A-R-C. My mama knew how to spell, at careerpivot.com. And if you want to learn about my community, you go to careerpivot.com/community, and that will take you to a sales page. I put you on my waiting list. And what I do is about every other month, I open it up and I interview everybody who comes in, and I bring everybody in cohort. Because it's all community.
I love it. Well, Savage Nation, and, if you... go ahead.
And you can find the Repurpose Your Career podcast either on my website at careerpivot.com/podcast, or just go to iTunes or any of your favorite pod players, because it's everywhere.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Mark your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to careerpivot.com, check out the community, and listen to the Repurpose podcast, or Repurpose Your Career podcast, wherever you enjoy your podcasts. Thank you again, Mark.
You're welcome.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Before I go, quick announcement. I've been asked by so many people over the past couple of years about how do I start a podcast, that I've developed and released a course that will teach you exactly how to do that step by step, from figuring out the kind of show that you want to have to understanding how all the technology works behind it, and then how to get great guests and keep the thing moving and how to grow it. So if you're interested in that, check it out. You can go to georgegrumbacher.com/podcast course, and you'll find it there. You can just go to the website. I'll also list that in the notes of the show.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.